你。
今天选读的经文记载在新约路加福音13:31-35。会众请聆听上帝的话。正当那时，有几个法利赛人来对耶稣说：“离开这里去吧，因为希律想要杀你。”耶稣说：“你们去告诉那个狐狸说，今天、明天我赶鬼、治病，第三天我的事就成全了。虽然这样，今天、明天、后天我必须前行，因为先知在耶路撒冷之外丧命是不能的。耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。看哪，你们的家成为荒场，留给你们。我告诉你们，从今以后，你们不得再见我，只等到你们说，奉主名来的事，来的是应当称颂的。奔走睁眼，奔走睁眼，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。约翰一书4:16，上帝爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，上帝就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在上帝里面，上帝也住在他里面。约翰。
Great to be back with you this morning.
大家早上好。
Now, before we dive into this morning's teaching, let's go to him in prayer.
我们在开始讲道之前，我们一同低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
天父我们的主，
we thank you for this time of worship.
我们感谢主，让我们一同来到主的面前敬拜。
Open our heart and our mind to the things of you.
求主打开我们的心，也打开我们的耳朵。
Teach us and lead us in your way.
教导我们，也引领我们。
In your truth.
在主的真道当中。
In your love and in your light.
在主的爱当中，也在主的光中。
We thank you and we praise you.
我们感谢赞美主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Now let's get into his word.
我们先来看看我们今天所读的经文。
This morning we are in a short passage in Luke chapter 13, verse 31-35.
我们今天读的经文不长，是在路加福音的13:31-35。
A little background to what's going on around this passage.
我们先讲一讲这段经文的一些背景。
Jesus is talking about the narrow door.
那耶稣是刚刚讲完了窄门的这个事情。
Many that think will be welcome in will in fact not.
那有很多人觉得说他们会得到耶稣的欢迎，进到他的天国里边，但实际上并没有。
For they are not known to him.
因为主根本就不认识他们。
Not casually known, but they are not intimately known by him.
那可能是主知道这些人，但是不真正认识这些人。
So that leads us to our passage today, where the Pharisees, for whatever reason, are trying to warn Jesus about Herod.
那就来到我们今天要读的这段经文，在一开始的时候，就有几个法利赛人来要警告耶稣。
Whether it is by genuine concern or simply just to try to get rid of Jesus.
那我们不知道这些法利赛人是真正关心耶稣呢，还是只是想把耶稣赶走。
But Jesus does not fear.
但耶稣并没有害怕。
In fact, Jesus is rather unfazed.
实际上耶稣是根本就非常的坚定不害怕。
He remains firm in his mission and in his call.
他非常的坚定要完成上帝给他的呼召还有他的使命。
He is confident in seeing this mission to completion.
他也非常的有信心因为他知道他的使命最终会完成。
And so what Jesus essentially is telling the Pharisees is Herod cannot stop him.
所以耶稣要告诉这些法利赛人的是希律是不可能阻挡他的。
In fact, he tells what the schedule will be like.
而且呢他清楚告诉他们了这个时间这个过程是怎么样子的。
He will be casting out demons and curing people today and tomorrow.
他会医治人他会赶走人身上的魔鬼他今天这样做明天也一样要做。
And on the third day, which draws us to the Easter imagery, he finishes his course.
然后呢在第三天那就是我们可以想象得到的就是复活节那一天他就要完成他的工作。
In fact, it brings to mind the words of Jesus recorded in John chapter 18, verse 17 to 18.
那这个也是在约翰一书的十章十七节、十八节里边有反映出来。
It says, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father.
是在约翰福音的十章十七节和十八节里边，他这样说道：“我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺去我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。”
Our adult small group in Converge is in the book of Hebrews.
那我们最近在我们英文堂里边也读到这个希伯来书。
And what we see there is not only does Jesus have the authority outlined above.
那我们就看到耶稣不单是具有他前面所讲的这些的权柄。
We also know how he intercedes on our behalf.As those that draw near to him.
我们也看到耶稣是怎么样去为他所认识的这些人去代求。
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25.
我们在希伯来书的七章二十五节就看到。
It says, Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession.For them.
这里就说到凡靠着他进到上帝面前的人他都能拯救到底因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Remember the imagery of the narrow door section that we just touched on earlier.
那我们再回想起来我们刚才简单讲了一下的这个窄门的这个事情。
Draw near to him. Don't be casually known, but be intimately known by him.
所以我们是要进到耶稣里边，我们不是说只是对耶稣有一些的一般性的认识，而是要跟他有一个亲密的关系。
So we have a question.
然后我们就要问一个问题。
Have you ever prayed so hard for someone?
你有没有曾经有过非常努力的去为别的一个人祷告
Or have you had something that you wanted so badly for someone?
或者说你有没有为某一个人的某一个需求非常强烈的去祷告
I remember back to my days when I was leading the high school and college ministry at my mother church.
我就回想起来我以前在我的母会那个地方那我是带领了一群的学生的大学生的团契的那些年轻人。
There I was in my mid-20s.
我那个时候大概是我二十多岁那样子。
Seems just like yesterday.
想起来好像只有昨天的事情。
Now many of our youth are in their mid-20s.
那现在我们有很那些的年轻人现在都已经也是二十多岁的人了。
But I was praying for these seniors in high school and these young collegiates.
那我是常常为这些高中生啊还有刚进大学的大学生啊为他们祷告。
I had been with them for years.
那我跟他们在一起已经有很多年了。
I'd seen them grow up from young little ones to young men and women.
那我是看着他们长大，从很小的小孩子，然后一直长成一个年轻人那样子。
And on one night in particular, I gathered up some of my leaders.
我记得有一天晚上，我就召集了一群的年轻的领袖同工在一起。
And we came together in the church house.
那我们一起在教会里边教堂里边，然后有个聚会。
And we just spent time together to praise and worship and pray.
那我们一同的唱诗，然后灵修，然后祷告，然后赞美主。
We were there for a few hours.
那我们在一起大概有几个钟头的时间。
And as I prayed that night, I could not hold back my tears.
那我在祷告的时候，我就忍不住眼泪就流下来。
One tear became many.
那从一滴的眼泪，然后变成了一直不停的在流。
One drop became waterfalls.
那从一滴的水好像变成好像一个瀑布那样子。
My heart was broken.
那我觉得心都有点碎了。
Because I sensed how much more his heart was broken.
因为我感到好像我体会到耶稣的心也是这样子碎了那样子。
I continued to pray, although it was only a prayer that he could understand.
那我就不停地在祷告，那我当然觉得说，当时只有主耶稣能够理解我的祷告。
Because I was crying too much, I couldn't understand what I was saying.
因为我当时真的是泪流满面，我都不知道我自己在说一些什么东西。
I could really identify with the words of Paul in Romans 8:26.
所以我就更能够理解使徒保罗在罗马书的八章二十六节讲的那句话。
Where he says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
保罗在这里就讲到，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
So many of them had grown up in church.
有很多的这些年轻人都是在教会里面长大的。
Had served in church.
然后也在教会里边服侍。
And it's really no different in the various different church settings that I've been in.
那我在不同的教会里边，不同的环境都看到这样的一些人。
It happens, and a number of them had slowly began slipping further and further away.
你就看到有很多的这些人，他们就慢慢慢慢的就离开了教会，然后滑到另外一个世界上去了。
And of course, there are the faithful.
当然，他们可能还是非常忠心的信徒。
And I am always blessed and ministered by those.
那我也真的是非常的蒙福，然后能够成为他们的牧者。
But what I've come to know is that they are fewer and fewer than what is more the norm.
但是同时，我也看到的就是我们这些人里边也看到的是这些人就越来越少，越来越少。
And as a parent knows their love for each of their children, you want the best for each and every one.
当然，我们作为父母的都知道，我们真的是希望我们的儿女能够得到最好的东西。
So in verse 34 here, when Jesus says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who were sent to it,How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing.
所以我就非常能够体会到主耶稣在刚才我们所读的三十字节里边所说的那句话， 他说耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人，我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
I really want us to key in on the sentiment here as Jesus says, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing.
我非常希望大家能够体会到主耶稣在这里所体现出来的那一种的心情。我们看到他说他多次愿意聚集他的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下那样。
He desires to provide, to protect, and to nurture.
他非常的愿意来喂养我们，来给我们祝福，也真的是保护我们。
But instead of acceptance and gratitude, he was rejected and despised.
但是他常常看到的并不是别人的感恩，或者是别人的接纳，而是有些人的拒绝。
And is not one of our greatest fears from when we are young to be rejected or despised?
那我们当然，我很多人年轻的时候都不觉得有什么问题，好像我们拒绝主，然后离开主，好像都不觉得是个问题那样子。
But Jesus did not fear; he rose to the occasion.
但是耶稣他并没有惧怕，他会站起来，然后来呼召这些人。
One of those young people that I was praying for and a young woman that was struggling to find her way was my Hanai or adopted sister.
以前我有一个我经常为她祷告也真的是看到她成长但是又出现问题的有一位姐妹她是我的养父母的一个女儿那样子。
She once served as one of my key leaders in the high school ministry.
他有一阵子是在我们教会的我领导的那个高中生的那个团契里面他是一个主要的同工。
But she was struggling and she was slipping away.
但是他有很多的挣扎然后他慢慢就离开了。
I reached out to her and invited her to a nice dinner.
有一次我就去找到他然后邀请他来我们家吃晚饭。
And I just simply shared with her how much we miss her and how we are praying for her.
那我就跟她分享，告诉她我们真的是非常的想念她，然后一直有为她在祷告那样子。
And quite a bit went into making that dinner happen. I had our leaders praying.
然后我们在这个吃饭的时候，然后我就跟我们其他的一些的同工一起，然后一起祷告。
I had her parents praying.
然后我也请他的父母来祷告。
But seemingly I had nothing to show for it.
但是好像没有看到什么样的效果。
See, it doesn't always work out the way that we hope or we envision.
所以你看到有时候事情就不会像我们所期望的那样子能够发生然后发展。
And yet I was at peace with the decision and I would have done it all over again.
但是我心里并没有任何的不安，而且我觉得如果我还有机会的话，我还是会做同样的事情。
A few years later, not a few months, but a few years later.
然后过了好几年，不是几个月，好几年。
She was even further away from the church, and her mom, who is like my church mom, asked if I would reach out to her again.
然后呢，她离开教会就越来越远了，非常的远。然后她的妈妈。那也是像我妈妈那样子的一个人，然后他就来找我，然后希望我能够去帮助他。
I extended an invitation for her to join us on a group trip to Maui.
然后我就邀请她来参加我们一个我们团契的一个旅行，我们要去茂宜岛旅行。
Very very similar to how we do our senior trips now.
非常像我们现在英文堂我们毕业班的我们的团契的小孩，我们都会一起去做一个旅行那样子。
We didn't think she would come, but to our surprise, she worked out her schedule and she agreed to join us.
我们原来觉得说她可能不会来的， 没想到呢，他居然就是把他的工作时间调整了一下，然后他就愿意来参加。
And while she did her best to try to be happy and like her old self around us, it was definitely hard for her.
那他在当中的话呢，他是非常的努力去表现的，像他原来在我们当中那样子，好像很就是说很融入，然后很投入那样子。但是我们感觉到他也还是有很多的问题。
She was definitely the most disconnected of the group.
那他很显然是在这一群人里边，好像是离开最远的一个人。
But we are so glad that we included her and that she found a way to be able to join us.
但我们还是非常的感恩，因为她能够来参加骑马，然后能够在我们跟我们在一起。
She continued to struggle through her issues.
我们也看到她一直在她面对的那些困难和问题当中，一直都在挣扎。
But we just continued to love on and care for her the best that she would allow us to.
但是不管怎么样，只要她愿意，我们都是继续的为她祷告，然后继续去帮助她。
One of the other people on that group trip was my now wife, Allie.
那我们当时去那次旅行的话呢，我们那个团里边有一个人，那就是Jason 现在的太太 Allie。
And in the months after that group trip, Allie began feeling very rejected by this young woman.
那在这次旅行之后呢，大概有好几个月吧。Allie 呢就感到她好像被另外这个女孩子被她拒绝了。
In fact, we later confirmed that she was indeed rejecting Allie.
那后来我们也的确是确认知道，就是说这个女孩子她在挣扎当中，那她就拒绝了那个 Allie 的关心。
But several months after that trip, we heard about this young woman's breakup, and we continued to pray for her.
然后又过了几个月，然后我们就听说这个女孩子，然后跟她的男朋友就分手了。然后呢，我们就继续为她祷告。
And Allie, despite the rejection she felt compelled and led to make a gift box for this young woman.
Allie 呢，她就觉得说，虽然她被这个女孩子拒绝，但是呢，她还是有一种的感动，要去关心她，要给她一个礼物盒子。
Now Allie had her doubts, but she knew without a doubt that the Lord was asking her to do this.
Allie.他有点怀疑说这个做这个事有没有什么意义，但是他一点都不怀疑，就是说这个是主要他做的事情。
So she did. She faithfully followed through.
所以 Allie 就非常忠心的，然后呢，他就做了这件事情。
She prepared the box and wrote the card and gave it to the young woman's mom.
所以呢，他就准备了一盒子的礼物，然后呢，写了一个条子放在里边，然后交给这个女孩子的妈妈。
Because she was too afraid to give it directly to this young woman.
因为她自己觉得有点害怕，她不想亲自把这个礼物盒交给这个女孩子。
So the mother gave the box to her as Allie requested.
所以她妈妈呢就按照 Allie 的要求呢，就把这个盒子呢，就这个礼物盒就交给了这个女孩子。
And the box remained unopened for quite some time.
那这个礼物盒他拿了以后呢，他过了很长时间，他连开都没有开过。
Because this young woman did in fact want to refuse and reject the gift.
因为这个女孩子她根本不想接受这个礼物盒，然后她也根本就不想去，她甚至想拒绝，然后根本不想打开的。
In fact, she wanted to throw it out.
实际上她根本原来想的说，她就想把它给扔了。
But when she finally opened it and she read the card,
但是最后当她终于打开了这个礼物盒的时候，
finally breakthrough,
然后突破就发生了。
Tears flowed down, overwhelmed by feelings of love, grace, and gratitude.
她的眼泪就流下来，她就完全被那种爱，被那种关心，还有被那种信心所震撼。
You see, when Jesus looks at Jerusalem, he knows what it will take to save her.
所以你看到主耶稣他在看着耶路撒冷的时候，他知道耶路撒冷怎么样才能够得到拯救。
He knows her unwillingness to accept the wondrous gift.
他也知道耶路撒冷并不想接受这个美好的礼物。
And every time he looks at Jerusalem, it is like Isaac faithfully helping Abraham prepare the sacrifice.
他每一次看着耶路撒冷的时候，那个心情就有点像以撒在帮助他的父亲亚伯拉罕准备要献祭的这个礼物的时候那样子。
But where Isaac had to go once, our Lord Jesus is reminded time after time as he looks at Jerusalem.
但是你知道，以撒他在准备献祭的时候，他只是做一次这个事情，但是主耶稣呢，他在面对耶路撒冷的时候，他是无数次经历这样的一个事情。
The sacrifice that it will take and where it will take place.
你就看得到这个地方就是这个献祭所要发生的地方。
He is driven by love and reverence, not fear and self-preservation.
他当时就是被一种的爱，被一种的敬拜所驱动，并不是被惧怕或者是一个自私的想法所驱动。
How often are we driven by fear and trying to protect ourselves rather than love and reverence for Him?
我们在面对问题的时候，是不是时常是从我们自己内心的害怕，还有自我保护的这种意识出发，还是我们会因着上帝的爱，还有我们对上帝的敬拜，从这个方面来考虑？
But before we go out seeking those opportunities that God may desire to use us in.
所以在我们求上帝给我们更多的机会能够使用我们的时候，
We need to know that great love for ourselves.
我们首先应该要经历到上帝在我们身上的这种大爱。
Thus the importance that we need to draw near to Him.
所以这就是为什么这么重要，就是说我们必须要能够更加的去亲近主。
Seeking His heart and His desires.
寻求主的心意，还有寻求在我主在我们身上的旨意。
And as we do so, our desires for Him and the things of Him start to grow within us.
在这个过程当中，我们在主面前的信心，还有我们的爱心，还有我们的决心，就会日益的加增。
For us spouses, we recognize this, that the more we love our spouse, the more that we seek to bless our spouse.
我们在我们日常的与我们配偶的关系当中也是这样子，对不对？因为我们越爱我们的配偶的话，我们就越希望为他们祷告，让主的祝福能够成全在他们的身上。
We don't want to just bless them with anything. We want to bless them with the things that we know will bless them.
我们并不是说泛泛的说求主去祝福他，我们是非常的具体的，我们是要主把最好的东西能够赐福给他。
In fact, the more that we know the things that break our spouse's heart, we do our best to not do them, and then also to assist and help however we can.
所以我们就知道说，如果我们的配偶是非常的不喜欢某一样东西的话，或者说某一样东西会让他们让他非常伤心的话，那我们就会尽量不去做那个事情，对不对？而如果有什么事情是能够祝福他的话，我们就会努力的去做这件事情。
So it is similar as we draw near to Him and grow deeper in our love for Him.
同样的，我们在主里也是这样子。我们知道什么事情会让我们更加的亲近主，让我们能够更讨主的喜悦。
We know how to better bless his heart and also what breaks his heart.
我们知道什么事情是能够讨主喜悦的，也知道什么事情会让主非常的对我们非常失望。
Then whatever he calls us to, we are able to faithfully respond to his call.
然后在主呼召我们的时候，我们就能够非常忠心的能够回应主的呼召。
And do not be afraid. We do not need to be perfect people.
我们不要害怕，因为我们都不是那个完美的人。
But we do need to be self-aware. We need to take time to reflect on ourselves.
当然我们需要有对自己有很清楚的认识，我们要时常能够反省自己。
We need to be filled with more of him and less of me.
我们要让主在我们身上显大，而不是说我们自我膨胀。
And as I mentioned before, it will not always go as we hope or we imagine.
那就像我刚才讲到的，事情往往并不是说按照我们的希望来发生的。
But my encouragement is that we would go with him in his presence, in his peace.
但我就非常的希望能够鼓励大家在主的爱当中，在主的同在当中，我们一同的成长。
In this story that I shared today, I can say that it turned out amazingly beautiful.
在刚才我讲到的那个故事当中，当然我是看到那最后的结局是非常的美好，非常的令人感动。
It took years to get there.
但是那是经过了好几年的时间才到达那个地步。
Continually leaning upon the Lord.
所以我们要不断的继续的依靠主。
And by doing it this way, not only does it strengthen our relationship with him first and foremost.
然后我们在这样做的时候，我们就能够不断的加深我们与主的关系。
But also with one another.
我们同时也能够加深我们跟周围弟兄姐妹的关系。
How we pray for one another.
我们看到我们是怎么样为别的人祷告的。
So we cannot control how other people will respond.
所以我们不能够控制别人会怎么样回应我们。
So just know whoever it is that the Lord places on your heart.
但是我们要能够做到的是，无论是哪一个人，如果上帝把他放到我们的心里的话，
What you can know is who you will rely upon.
你能够知道的就是你可以依靠谁。
So draw near to him.
然后我们就去亲近他。
And he will show you the way.
他就会指引你的道路。
This young woman went from rejecting Ali to now being best friends.
那这个年轻的女孩子，那一开始她当然是对 Ali 非常的拒绝。但是他们现在成了最好的朋友。
She was one of Ali's bridesmaids in our wedding.
在我和 Ali 结婚的时候，她是 Ali 的伴娘之一。
Ali was her maid of honor in her wedding.
那在她结婚的时候呢， Ali 又成了她的伴娘之一。
And as we both left our mother church at the same time,
那我们差不多在同一个时间就离开了我们的母会。
I came here and this young woman felt led to help a church plant that was just starting.
我呢当然就来到了这个教会，然后呢这位女孩子呢就回应主的呼召，然后去到一个新的教会去执堂然后服务。
She rose up in leadership.
那她就成了一个领袖的同工。
She mentored other young women.
她也去栽培别的那些的女孩子。
Her and her husband now lead a small group within their home.
她跟她的先生然后他们一起在家里然后就领导一个查经班。
We don't take credit for any of that.
我们当然不会说这是我自己的功劳。
But we thank the Lord that he allowed us to see the journey.
但是我们非常感谢主，让我们看到这一整一个的心路历程是怎么样子。
In fact, one of the verses from our wedding passage is Ephesians 3:20.
那我还时常记得我们结婚的时候，我们婚礼上所用的经文就是以弗所书的3:20.
And it only seems so fitting as God weaved the entire story together.
所以我就时常感叹，非常的感谢主，因为他是主把这个整个故事编织起来的。
It says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us."
就像这些经文讲到的， 神上帝能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Praise God, to Him be the glory forever and ever.
真的是要感谢赞美主，因为主的荣耀真的是彰显在我们当中，历世历代直到永远。
See, the title of today's message is No Such Love.
我们今天的讲到的题目就是认识这样的爱。
We are to first know His love so deeply, so intimately.
我们首先就要真的是认识到我们在主里看到主的爱是多么的深远，多么的广大。
That we then can show the world and those that He calls us to that there is no better love.
然后我们才能够去告诉别的人，告诉世界上的人，主的爱是多么的伟大，是无可比拟的。
That He is indeed the one that they need.
所以这位的主就是唯一我们所需要信靠的那一位。
No matter how much they try to reject it and even toss the gift out.
不管这些人是多么的拒绝我们，或者拒绝神的上帝的爱，甚至要把它扔出去。
That we come together and we pray for that day when the tears of joy overflow.
但是我们还是会时常的为他们祷告，时常的为他们祈求，然后我们就会看到有一天眼泪、感恩还有爱就流露出来，然后主的爱就实现了。
So that they too can know such love.
然后我们就看到他们也会跟我们一样认识到这样的爱。
And help others know that there is no such love.
他们以后也会同样的把这样的一种爱分享给其他更多的人。
And thus it becomes a beautiful cycle that continues to grow within the church body as a whole.
所以你就看到这样的一种爱就不断的循环往复，然后传递给不同的人，然后这个不同的人就组成了一个新的教会。
So take care of what you can control.
所以我们能够做到的就是我们做我们能做的事情。
That is to draw near to Him.
那就是我们要更加的亲近主。
Let us follow Him.
我们一同来跟随主。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
天父我们的主，
We thank you for how you have blessed us with your presence.
我们感谢主，你一直用你的恩典来祝福我们。
We thank you for your great love.
我们感谢主在我们身上彰显你的大爱。
Lord God, all the times of pain and struggle that we may go through.
主啊，我们在生命当中经历过很多的痛苦，也有很多的失落。
We know that it pales in comparison with what you went through for us.
但是我们知道主，比起你的牺牲来说，我们所遭受的实在是不算什么。
So Lord, in our weakness, strengthen us.
主，求你就在我们软弱的时候能够赐我们力量。
Be our guide.
成为我们的指路明灯。
Help us to be faithful, Lord God, to rise up to the call.
求主在我们软弱的时候就让我们能够在信心中更刚强。
Help us to love and care for others with a heart like yours.
求主也帮助我们在我们每一天日子里边能够互相的关心，互相的帮助。
Regardless of how long it takes,
不管是多么长的时间，
Help us to be faithful to whatever it is that you call us to.
求主帮助我们能够成为主忠心的同工，为主工作。
We thank you and we praise you.
我们感谢赞美主。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.